Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up
on the Morning Shift.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It's Top 5 Tuesday. It's Mic'd Up. It's Mike, Tiff, and Bo hanging out with you on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday. I'm excited to get out in that weather little bit. It's always funny sitting here, guys, and the sun comes up and hits the buildings out in Buckhead, and we don't ever know what the weather's going to be like in the morning when it's dark outside, so it's always fun to look out and see the blue skies. Today's top five is the most clutch plays from Matt Ryan's career, and obviously he signs the one-day contract yesterday with the Atlanta Falcons, hangs it up, did a great job in his press conference, puts the video out on Instagram. I don't know about you guys, but just an incredible amount of memories. Obviously a teammate of mine, both of you guys worked in around Matt Ryan for the most of his career, and so just a great competitor, great dude, a lot of great comeback plays. I think some of these y'all will probably have an issue with because they're not all Falcons wins, but they're just most clutch plays. They're not all Falcons wins. Is that going to be okay for you?
So it's not comebacks. It's not best plays. Well, it's clutch plays.
Comeback
gotta
is...
Got to change in the... I'm just confused on what you're...
Comeback can be a little bit of a moving target because, yeah, some of them are comebacks. Doesn't mean they always won in the comeback. Is that okay?
I just want to know the criteria, man. That's all. Is it a subcategory?
It's just most clutch plays. Most clutch plays from Matt Ryan's career. I think you'll enjoy it. I did not put, like, for example, I thought one of his greatest plays might have been his first touchdown throw to Michael Jenkins. Which you'll remember was his first, I think it was his first throw of his career,
was
it not?
First NFL pass.
Goes the distance. And
as Wes Durham said, he lives in Atlanta.
Yeah, he lives in Atlanta. but nonetheless, man, I think it's most clutch plays. Unfortunately, this first one we got to get to is not a Falcons victory.
Number five,
it's 2018 week 11 against the Cowboys. The Cowboys are up 19-12 at this point. The ball is on the... Ball's on the Cowboys' 34-yard line. All right, so I guess we're not going to get that sound right now. Nonetheless, let's go to number four. Number four, 2015, week eight. This one's against Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay 20, Atlanta 13, 26 seconds left. Ball on the Falcons' 8-yard line.
Everybody set. Jones left, Hardy and White to the right. Tammy's the tight end. Clock starts to turn. Snap to Ryan. Back go look. Now, pumps, throws. Touchdown, Julio Jones! Jonathan Banks got smoked! And they come all the way back. Down 20-3.
Do you remember if the Falcons won that one or not, Squid Billy?
Of course I do.
The Falcons and the Bucs go to overtime, 23-20. The Buccaneers win in Atlanta on that one. Atlanta falls to 6-2, 3-1 at home. But nonetheless, a really, really clutch play from Matt Ryan. in that one. Okay, I promise that's the end of me trying to rip the Band-Aid off. The number five was the 2018 Week 11 against the Cowboys. The comeback to that one, the hitting Julio down the right sideline. Number four, 2015 Week 8 against Tampa Bay. Number three will be in 2012. A lot of people remember this one. This one's actually on Thursday night. It's Week 4. Actually, this one was not on Thursday night. It's Week 4. Carolina was up 28-20. And here's what happened. The Panthers are driving, right? I think it was a third and two, and I'm going off memory on this. Third and three or third and two, Cam Newton keeps the ball, dives for the first down. His body makes the first down, but Cam fumbles it shy, and then they are forced to punt. Captain Munnerlyn comes into play, and Captain Munnerlyn downs it on the one-yard line. Captain Munnerlyn's such a good special teams player. But here's
a good name.
Let's move on to number three.
Number three.
All right, number three. Like I said, 2012, Week 4, Carolina 28, Atlanta 27. Ball on the Falcons' one-yard line.
Here's Ryan under center.
No whistle.
Matt on first down. Play action. Steps up. Gonna sail it. White's out there. And Roddy makes the catch at the 40-yard line. Holy smokes. Holy smokes. Clock is running. No timeouts left. Snap. Spot. Kick is away.
There you go. Matt Bryant kicks the 40-yard field goal. 5 seconds left. Carolina wins 30-20. I'm sorry. Atlanta wins 30-28 over Carolina.
So it was Nakamura was playing free safety.
Yeah, he was.
And I remember
he got mossed.
I remember because Arch and I always had. We've always had communication. He's like, they can't cover us.
Yeah.
And Nakamura was definitely not covering either Roddy or Julio, and he was one of the victims in that play to Roddy. I remember that. I mean, I remember that just like it was yesterday because he just – this was in that phase where he just had it. Like, it was – and the comeback stuff was just so prominent. Like, they won so many close games when you were there,
yeah.
Mike,
yeah.
In 10, 11, and 12 with them leading back down the field.
All right, let's move on.
Number two.
This one was a Thursday night game that I think everybody remembers. This is Week 10. Ray Lewis and company come to town. Baltimore is up 21-20. It's first and 10. Matt Ryan's going to make some magic happen.
Blitz again. First and 10. Ryan. Roddy White. He'll walk in. Touchdown, Falcons.
What a fantastic job by Matt Ryan of seeing the blitz. And then buying time by rolling to his left, and that gives him the time to find him down the field for six.
It's just funny, guys, because watching this, and this is a Thursday night game. This is NFL Network Thursday night, and when you look at the play, I kept being like, no, he didn't push it off. In classic Roddy White fashion, Roddy White goes into the locker room and goes, yeah, I pushed off.
I'm sure you remember this well, Bo Morgan.
Yeah, well, that was my first year doing anything with the radio network, and that was pre-half and post. And I was when Thursday night games were just coming around.
Like, yeah, they were.
They were really new. And I was like, what is this, Thursday night game? I get the weekend off? Hell yeah.
That was my rookie year, dude.
And, dude, I remember having that argument with people. And on Twitter, they didn't push off.
Yeah. I'm like, I was the same way. I got all this pride in my new teammate in this crazy NFL game. And, dude, you want to talk about starstruck. You know, you're watching Ray Lewis and company and all these other players that are just, you know, legends of the game. And Roddy White goes out there, makes magic happen. I'm like, what a great play. And Roddy's like, yeah, I pushed off, man. Of course I did. You know, I play wide receiver in the NFL. I was up to the safety. But just an awesome, awesome play. And one of the more clutch plays in Matt Ryan's career in that comeback win. Against the Ravens, nonetheless, the Falcons win that one 26-21. They did a good job against Michael Turner that night. I remember, man, he only had like 40 yards rushing. Snelling had a good game as well, but that was fun nonetheless. All right, and then moving on, let's go ahead and finish it up.
Number one.
A lot of people remember this as the moment that he became Matty Ice in Atlanta, and obviously that's a nickname that was earned in college. But this one goes all the way back to 2008, guys. Week 8, Chicago's up 20-19. They score to put the game away. They get kicked off to with 11 seconds left. It's a squib kick. Harry returns it back out to the Falcons 44.
Yeah, I remember where I was. This was the first year in radio for me. And I remember that I wasn't doing anything with the games. I was actually running a Mike, I was running a bobcat for a buddy's help grade his backyard.
And that's where you were?
I was a junior in college.
That's where I was, but Tiffany, I had just arrived, and I'd been watching the game, and now I was listening to it on the radio, and I wouldn't get out of the truck because I didn't want to start the bobcat work without knowing who won.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I mean, when you listen to the broadcast, too, and we'll get to the audio, when you listen to the broadcast, it's like it was like already like, you know, the Bears had won. Kyle Orton was playing quarterback that day. Just a number of other funny players to watch on the field. But with 6 seconds left, there's no way that Matt Ryan can do anything, right?
So they'll get one more play with 6 seconds left.
Well, I don't know that you have time unless it's a deep outside route to get a throw in and position yourself for possibly a field goal.
Thanks, Brian Billick.
And now Ryan drops back, throws, and it is caught. Jenkins out of bounds. 1 second left. They're going to have a chance to win it. Ball caught at the 30. This will be a 47-yard field goal try by Elam, who can go from goat to hero in the blink of an eye. Field goal try for Jason Elam to try and win it for the Falcons over Chicago. The snap, the hold, and it is good!
Yes, it was good. That's Jason Elam giving the Falcons the improbable win over the Bears, 22-20. Man, just quite the stroll.
Goat to
down
hero.
Memory lane.
I have the terminology has
yeah, that's
has
mixed up a
lot,
little bit,
so.
Hasn't it? That's yeah. Kind of changed a little bit over the years.
I was like, wait a minute, he went from the greatest of all time. And like, if you hear that now, you're like, what?
What?
You also mentioned Brian Billick. I mean, that's Mike Smith's brother-in-law,
and that's his first year in the booth, Mike.
I know.
That's Billick's first year out of coaching in 2008. The first touchdown pass, the first pass ever being a touchdown, you're like, maybe we have something.
Right.
But that play for me as a fan was like, well, this guy's good.
Yeah, most clutch. Just an unbelievable throw given the situation with 6 seconds on the clock. There's only one throw to make. And credit to Michael Jenkins and all these guys, really. You know, you look at the catch. You mentioned Roddy White's catch against the Carolina Panthers, Julio Jones on a number of these, number five in 2018 against the Cowboys. They're all just extremely clutch plays, and that's what Matt Ryan was. That's what I will remember him as the Falcons quarterback. And, again, hat tip to him on just an incredible career. He's the greatest Falcon of all time. Don't at me.
Real quick, we were talking, and Tiffany, you talked about his 16th season earlier, and I told you that I thought his 18th season was good too. Matt Ryan's 2018 completed 69% of his passes for 4,924 yards, 35 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions. I mean, that's
pretty good.
Well,
pretty
considering
good last
his,
I checked.
Considering his MVP year, he completed 69.9%, 4,944 yards, 38 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Almost identical stats in 18 and 16.
Impressive. Very impressive.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.